All right, we are back in the saddle again on the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. I am your host, Fred Halbig. This is episode 27. Joining me today, as always, my man Jay. What's up, dude?
Hello, my friend. I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm starting to recoup after last week. I'm I don't know if I'll ever get over that terrible performance, but I'm starting to feel a little bit better.
Yeah, not much anger to get out this week?
No.
It was a hell of an episode last week.
Yeah, I felt good. I needed that. I needed to vent a little bit. We're just lucky we didn't do that shit Sunday night towards the end of that game.
That would have been bad.
Yeah. So, all right, so we're back. The Steelers are also back this week. Coming off their bye, they have a trip to Miami, or is it in Pittsburgh?
In Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh, Monday night against the Dolphins. Huge stinker. Nobody wants to watch that game. But, yeah, so we'll go over that. We're going to go over the Eagles game. They're at Buffalo this week. I decided not to waste my money on this team and not pay for tickets to go watch them. So I will be watching at home this week. I wanted to try to go, but they don't deserve my money. So screw them. So Eagles and Steelers both have some AFC East matchups this week that we'll get into.
Yeah, Steelers have a tougher matchup, so we'll see.
Yeah, of course, according to Mike Tomlin, the Miami Dolphins are as good as the Patriots. So,
man, they're just 79 Dolphins or whatever, or 78 Dolphins. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. So, all right, so before we get into our quick previews, I know there was another trade in the NFL involving a receiver that the Eagles were linked to, and that was Emmanuel Sanders to
San Francisco.
Yeah, I think for like a third and a fifth or something like that.
Yeah, in a swap. I think San Francisco gave up a third and a fourth, and Denver gave up Emmanuel and a fifth.
Okay. Yeah, I would have liked the Eagles to make a move for Emmanuel Sanders. I think he's a really good receiver. He can get separation. He catches the ball, which is more than anything any Eagles receiver can do. I think the third and the fifth's a little too much for my liking. I believe he's 30 or 31 years old. His contract will be expiring soon. I just, you know, the Eagles did that last year with Golden Tate, and I just think that's a waste of a third round pick. So, although, you know, I think it would have been a good move for the Eagles, I'm glad they didn't give up the draft capital for Sanders.
Yeah, and I think he was due $12 million this year.
Wow. So, I mean, they still got prorated. It's not as much, but
No. But, I mean, that's the number that's coming out. So, I think it's like a $10 million hit to San Francisco or something like that.
Okay. So. Okay, then there was another move right after the Monday night game, Patriots. I didn't even watch that game,
dude. But, 10 minutes after the game,
Mohamed Sanu for a second round pick. I thought that trade was weird.
Yeah, well, I mean, after today, it kind of explains why.
Okay, yeah, the news of Josh Gordon. What did you hear about that?
So they're saying they moved Josh Gordon to IR, effectively ending his season and more than likely ending his time in New England. They're saying it's because of the knee injury he sustained a couple weeks ago or last week. I'm not real sure when it happened. But there's also news coming out now that Gordon is saying he could be back by next week to play. Patriots already IR'd him. Patriots came out and said that once he is healthy, they are going to release him.
They'll have to do an injury settlement.
Yeah, injury settlement release.
Yeah.
So Josh Gordon within the next 2 weeks could be a free agent.
Now, is he subject to waivers? This crap I don't understand.
So from what I saw with that, after the trade deadline, everybody is subject to waivers.
Okay.
But if you're a vested vet,
but I don't know if he's considered a vested vet because of all the suspensions and stuff.
I don't know. I don't know how it works with him. But from what I saw, they said if it's before the trade deadline, then he automatically goes through waivers. After trade deadline, he's on waivers. Everybody goes through waivers after trade deadlines.
And I know I say this all the time. I would take him in Philly, bro.
Just waiting for it.
Listen, he's got more talent than any receiver the Eagles have. Not that he's been that great, and obviously he has the issues with substance abuse and missing, being suspended, and you never know what's going to happen with him.
He's had one great year. And I don't think he wasn't played too, a full season.
No, but he put up pretty good statistics last year for only playing half the season or whatever in New England. Yeah. But
then again, look what happened. Like, you just – it's one of those cases where I wouldn't touch that kid, or however old he is. I don't know.
he's only like 28 or 29, dude. He's not that old. He was young when he came out.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd take a flyer on him. What do the Eagles have to lose at this point? The receivers are literally terrible.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he gets out there and he's a free agent, why not talk to him? Give it the shot, you know?
Bring him in. It's not guaranteed at this point. Yeah, if he's healthy, bring him in.
The only thing that scares me is he has that history of suspensions, and now you see the Patriots are talking about they're going to release him. So is something going to pop up that – he got popped for another drug test or something.
I don't know. They're
getting ahead of it.
I don't know. I don't think so. I think you'd hear something. I think you'd hear some whispers or rumors by now about that.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, if I was Philly, I'd take a flyer on him, you know, and then if something happens, you cut him. What do you have to lose? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. So since you're so keen on going after every single receiver that might be out there, how about the rumor that AJ Green is on the block?
It depends on what it would cost. I wouldn't give up anything more than maybe, I wouldn't even want to give up a 3, to be honest with you.
I think he's like a
4 and a 5, a 4 this year, a 5 next year or something.
Okay. He's due like 15 mil.
Yeah. He's due a lot of money. He's been injured the past 3 seasons and I believe he's 30 or 31 years old now.
Yeah.
So,
he's in his 30s. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, he would help if he's healthy, but I wouldn't be willing to trade anything valuable for AJ Green.
So, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
That's why I'd take a flyer on Josh Gordon if he's available, because it's not going to cost you anything if he's a free agent. There's really not anybody at this point right now. There is really not anybody I would want the Eagles to trade for. Maybe Patrick Peterson. That's going to cost you a lot, and it doesn't seem like Arizona is going to give him up.
No, I don't see that happening.
I'm trying to think. I don't think there's really any young receivers that have been linked to being traded. I'd still maybe go after Robbie Anderson. I think he can take the top off of defense. You know, you saw it against Dallas. I heard a rumor that they were shopping him around. But other than that, there's not – yeah, unless it was like some crazy young dynamic player that – like a Jalen Ramsey trade. But you just don't see that happening.
No.
In the NFL, so.
No, not at all.
So, yeah. All right, I guess we'll get into our previews now. Like I said, we'll start in Philly since they're a Sunday 1 o'clock game, and then we'll end with Pittsburgh's Monday night game. The Eagles are traveling to Buffalo to face the 5-1 Buffalo Bills.
Whew.
Crazy, right?
Didn't see that happening.
Yeah, blows my mind. They're 5-1. Let me see. I was looking at their schedule here. Did I accidentally get? Yeah, I accidentally did not.
Okay.
Pull it up for me. Let me know who they play, but I'll go over a few things. Their offense is not that great. They're ranked 22nd in the NFL, averaging 20.2 points per game. Pretty good at running the ball, though. They're 7th in the NFL. Frank Gore is averaging like 4.5 yards per carry. Frank Gore, man. It's been in the league for 30 years.
Yeah, he's just – anywhere he goes, he produces.
Yeah. Josh Allen's kind of been average, I guess you could say, completing about 62% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. But you got to watch out for him running the ball. He only has 190 yards and 3 touchdowns on the year. But he picks up chunks of yards in key spots of the game, you know. So if the Eagles don't have a spy on him or somebody watching him during the game, or if they can't contain him inside the pocket, they're gonna have trouble with him, I think. Maybe not throwing the ball. Well, I don't know. The Eagles can't cover anybody, but
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past any quarterback right now.
Yeah, and their leading receiver is John Brown. He has about 475 yards on the year. Burner type guy.
Yeah,
can get definitely over the top. So, you know, the Eagles have been having problems with communication in the back end of the defense. So, you know, if a safety screws up and doesn't get back like he's supposed to, or bites on something up top, I could see a couple long touchdown passes.
Yeah,
because Allen's got a big arm.
Yeah, he does.
So we'll see. I'm not too worried about the Bills' offense overall. I think the Eagles will be able to shut Gore down for the most part. Other than Ezekiel Elliott last week, they were second in the league in stopping the run. Oh, I guess I wanted to get into it. I forgot to bring this up before we started. The Eagles had another injury at defensive tackle. They had to put Hassan Ridgeway on IR this week with an ankle injury. He was playing well.
Man, yeah. That line just.
Dude, we're on like our. Oh, then also they cut two starters from last week. Two guys that played significant snaps, Orlando Scandrick and Akeem Spence. Akeem Spence was our starting defensive tackle last week. So we cut one of our starting defensive tackles. We lost the other one to injury. So they went out and signed two rookies off of practice squads. And they're both – one's going to be starting this week, and the other's – they're all getting significant playing time. So, jeez. Yeah, this D-line has really taken some hits. Fletcher Cox is –
defense. Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I mean, I know he was injured. He just hasn't been the same player. He hasn't been – that all-pro player that he was the past couple years.
Yeah.
He's getting paid a lot of money. He needs to step up. He's got to be the leader of this defensive line now with these young guys coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah. So the Eagles defense this week, I think the secondary will improve. Ronald Darby will be back. Jalen Mills had a pretty good game last week against the Cowboys. Yeah,
he was the best player in your defense.
I thought so, too.
Yeah, he had that great interception in that game.
Yeah,
so.
He had a really nice interception. He did get Amari Cooper had a big-time catch over top of him, but the coverage was still good. Amari Cooper just made, you know, one of those plays that he's capable of making.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You couldn't really fault him on that. But and then I don't know what they're going to do with slot receiver. Sidney Jones didn't play at all last week, but they cut Scandrick. So that was your slot receiver. So maybe I think Doug said in his press conference that they're going to be looking at Sidney Jones in the slot. I think he could end up being traded before the deadline.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I know I said it before the season that I thought he was soft. He just doesn't seem to have the mental fortitude to be a corner in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I think a change of scenery would be good for him. And if the Eagles can get anything back in value, maybe a D-tackle or something, straight up player-for-player swap.
Yeah, something on the line. Because, you guys are practice squad line now, so.
Yeah, at this point, Sidney Jones is just – I think his career as an Eagle will be coming to an end soon. He just doesn't have it. So he might be our slot corner this week. But other than that, we got Darby and Mills on the outside. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, do you really want to trade a guy like that? Even though he's not that great, but your secondary is so bad.
Yeah,
are you willing to move on from a guy who knows the system right now?
Well, they're going to be getting some Craven LeBlanc back from injury. Avante Maddox is going to be back from injury, and those are two slot corners right there.
Okay.
There's really no room for Sidney on the outside. So
maybe, yeah.
You know, like
might
I
be
said,
a smart move.
Yeah, if they can get something for him,
okay,
I'd be down for that. Yeah, so the defense needs to step up this week. They need to get pressure on Josh Allen, try to force him into making some mistakes that he's made this year. I think they'll be able to contain Frank Gore. I want to talk about the Bills' defense. This has been one of the best defenses in the NFL this year. Did you find their schedule?
Yeah, so you want to know who they played?
Yeah, who they played so far. All right.
So, first, week one, Jets.
Okay.
Week two, Okay, week one, Jets, 17-16. They beat the Jets.
Yeah.
1-point victory. Giants, 28-14.
Okay, that's when Eli was playing.
Yep, still relatively close. Week three, Cincinnati, 21-17.
Okay.
These are all victories for Buffalo. And then New England.
They lost to New England. That was a they held Brady in check. 16-10.
Yeah. Very close game. Tennessee, 14-7, Buffalo.
Okay.
And then Miami, 31-21.
Yeah. That's Buffalo has a really good defense. It's ranked third. They've only been giving up 15 points a year. But those teams they've played so far are pretty bad.
Yeah, you have, what, two?
Brady's wins? Really the only one. You know what I mean? Brady's really the only one. So how we got to, like, this defense is good, but are they really that good, or is it just because of the teams they've played? I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
I mean, they gave up 21 points to Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. Last week. Yeah, they almost lost.
It was a close game, it was real close
at one point, and then I don't know, I forget if they pulled away or not. But yeah, their secondary's ranked fourth, or I guess their just passing defense is ranked fourth in the NFL, around 200 yards a game. Total yards is third, 292 yards a game. So yeah, they're good, but as bad as this Eagles offense has been, I really don't want to compliment them right now. But as bad as that offense has been, I do believe they will be able to go in there and give the Buffalo's defense a good challenge. I think they're going to be able to move the ball. It's whether or not they can quit shooting themselves in the foot, fumbling, making stupid mistakes, stuff like that. So, but yeah, some of the key players they have on defense, they have Tre'Davious White, really good secondary cornerback. He's got three interceptions for them. They got Tremaine Edmonds, middle linebacker. He's been like a freak of nature since coming out of college. He's been really good. You know, then they got Jerry Hughes, can rush the passer. They got Jordan Phillips, who leads their team in sacks with four. He can rush the passer. You know, Ed Oliver, the rookie they drafted, I think 10th overall. He's a big time player. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so they got a lot of big time guys on defense. But I do believe the Eagles offense will be able to move the ball. Wentz has to have a big game. The Eagles need to quit messing around. Doug Peterson needs to quit messing around. They need to put the game in Carson Wentz's hands. I was listening to another Eagles podcast earlier today, and one of the fans, they had a fan question. I forget what podcast I was listening to, or it wasn't a question, just a statement. And he basically said, why is Doug Peterson treating Carson Wentz like he's Alex Smith? And basically putting handcuffs on him. You know what I mean? You know, not opening things up, not letting him be the dynamic quarterback he can be. Wentz hasn't been perfect, you know, but he's still the best player on that offense. So I'm hoping this week Doug takes those handcuffs off. He schemes up some dynamic things to attack this defense, and the offense can put up some points.
Yeah.
With that being said, I promised I would not pick them to win a game the rest of my time on here. I hope they prove me wrong.
Yeah.
I will say the Buffalo's defense will be too much for Philly's offense. They will not look good again. They lose this game 14-13.
And wow, so you got them covering the spread. I think Buffalo's a point and a half.
Point and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 14-13, the Eagles lose. I will be on suicide watch, and the season will officially be over.
Yeah?
I will say, though, I do believe that if they do end up winning this game and reaching 4-4, I do believe they will make a trade before Tuesday's deadline. And I think it'll be for a receiver.
Yeah, I would say, because you talked about those guys coming back. So receiver, honestly, is your biggest need right now.
I agree 100%. You still have
got to get healthy to come back and help that secondary.
Yeah, I know the secondary is basically healthy now. Your two starters are back. Your safeties are your starters.
Yeah, but you have your slot guys.
Yeah, a couple slot guys there, coming back. So I do believe, you know, there's no – Deshaun's not going to be playing this week again.
No. Who knows what's going on with that?
I don't see him coming back till after the bye week against New England. So, yeah, I could see him making a move for a receiver if they were able to pull this game out and be 4-4 at the halfway point on the year.
Okay.
Yeah. Any predictions for you from this game?
I think Philly's going to end up pulling this one out.
Okay.
I just their offense, something has to click sooner or later.
Yeah.
With Wentz. I mean, you can't put the blame on it. He missed a touchdown pass last week to Aguilar. So, I mean, you can't put the blame on him for that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were being serious for a second.
Yeah, that was his fault.
Yeah.
So, according to a couple of the beat writers.
Jesus, I will never get over that. That was Nelson Aguilar shouldn't be in the NFL, period. Yeah. Period. He's garbage.
I just loved him defending it yesterday.
That was yesterday, He met with the reporters and saying, just shut up, dude. Just shut up. Catch the damn ball. Like.
Excuse me. Yeah, but I think eventually Jeffries has to do something. He's your number one. You guys are paying him the money to be that. And he has to show up and do something for this team. Wentz is a good quarterback.
Yeah, that ain't happening. Alshon Jeffery ain't it no more. He ain't any happening. I think they need to work the tight ends. I think they need to get Ertz and Goddard involved. I think they need to get the damn running backs involved into in a screen game because you know Buffalo's going to be coming after them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look what they did with Sanders 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Sanders was your leading receiver in that game. He killed him. So –
Sanders almost has as many receiving yards as Aguilar, and he
blows my mind.
And he's played about 200 less snaps. So that's how good Nelson Aguilar is. All right, I'm not getting on another rant. I could go on about how bad he sucks for the rest of my life. I would take the people's champ, Freddie Mitchell, over Nelson Aguilar at this point.
I miss that, man.
Okay. So now,
maybe my favorite Eagle of all time.
My favorite quote of all time is that I just want to thank God for my hands being so good or whatever the hell he said after that game. But okay, enough of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Pittsburgh, yeah. Monday night against Miami, a stinker of a game.
Big game.
Steelers have a chance to win, what, 3 games in a row?
No.
No? I thought they'd won the last 2. Maybe.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, tell us about this amazing Monday night football game we got coming up.
This is NBC game of the week. So we'll see. So real quick, before I jump into the game, I just got a couple quick notes about some stuff that's happened with the Steelers. Our second string outside linebacker, Anthony Ciccolo, was arrested over the weekend for a domestic issue in a hotel with his girlfriend.
They were both arrested, right?
Yeah, it's a he said, she said thing. Nobody's real sure as to what happened. He said that she hit him first and he grabbed her by the arms. She said she said something to him. He grabbed her by the arms. So all they know is she had bruising on her arms and her cell phone was destroyed. So So he was arrested over the weekend for it. Today they placed him on the commissioner's exempt list.
Oh, he was on the exempt list.
Officially.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, officially. And the Steelers
signed. So his season's probably done.
I would say so. And Steelers are going to be on the hook for a little bit of money.
Yeah.
If they end up cutting him. So I think about like $250,000. About $500,000. I'm sorry.
That's really not that much.
Yeah. He didn't have a big contract. And after this year, he could have been cut with no dead money, but it sucks with dead cap. But they went out and signed linebacker Jayron Elliott, who was on the team a little earlier in the season for a couple weeks. Then they released him when they had to do a little bit of quarterback shuffling.
Okay.
And then also some other news, Tazar Skipper, who was a big preseason guy, had a great preseason and great camp for them, was released by the Giants.
Camp Phenom? Another Camp Phenom?
Camp Phenom, but that's Ducks, so you can't.
Okay. There's only one Camp Phenom. Right.
Only one Camp Phenom. So I wouldn't be surprised if they brought him back, maybe onto the practice squad. So we'll see what happens with him. And then in injuries, the biggest one, Mason Rudolph, was cleared last week. He will start this week. He's been in practice looking good. Said he feels great, so That's a real good boost for him. Also, we got Roosevelt Nix, Steven Nelson, and James Washington all came back this week, which is huge, especially with Steven Nelson. That'll really help the defense, especially with the loss to Stephon Tuitt, who went to IR last week.
What's their plan to replace him?
It's going to be a lot of Javon Hargrave, I hope, who's a D tackle, but he can play end. He's a monster. He's really good at beating up blocks and getting a good run, a pass rush. And then they also have Tyson Alualu.
Former first round pick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And when he comes in, he plays well. Okay. So it's going to be a lot of those two rotating in and out. And then no word on Mark Barron, the linebacker we signed. I don't expect him to play this week, but if he does, it's going to be very limited because they have Vince Williams back now, and Barron's just been a liability at linebacker. Okay. He's been getting beat left and right. So, yeah, let's just jump right into the game.
sure.
This is going to be quick.
Just give me a prediction. I don't even want to hear it.
0-6 Dolphins going to the 2-4 Steelers Monday night at 8:20. Steelers are 14.5-point favorites. I'm surprised it's that high, honestly.
I'm not.
But I am with Mason in there. But yeah.
And Fitzmagic's back.
Giving them
back
a chance. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'll talk about him a little bit. Steelers are 2-3 after the bye over the last 5 years. And they are 4-0 in their color rush uniforms, which they will be wearing Monday night. The black with the yellow with the gold numbers.
Okay. Those are nicer than the regular uniforms.
I like the throwbacks too, which you'll wear later in the year with the block numbers. They look like the jerseys,
yeah.
The old Iowa jerseys.
I like the throwbacks too. Yeah,
I
more than
those.
Their regular ones. They should go back to them.
I wish they would because they wore those in the 90s.
Yeah.
With the block numbers. I love those.
Rod Woodson. That's what I think of.
Yes.
Think of
that's all you, all I think. Him and, oh my God, Kevin Green.
Yeah.
I think of them too in that. Yeah. The biggest note from this, the Dolphins are a bad team.
Really bad
they're,
team.
They're an awful team.
They're tanking. They're literally trying to be the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah. It's what it seems like. Fitzpatrick started 3 games this year so far. He is 62-105 for 717 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 5 interceptions. Their leading running backs are Drake and Walton. Really nothing major with those two. And their leading wide receiver.
I wouldn't be surprised if Drake doesn't play much because there are rumors about him being traded.
That, yeah, and I was going to jump into that. Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't play much Monday if they start trying to work a deal out before the Tuesday deadline.
Yeah, I could definitely see that happening. And then their leading wide receiver is an undrafted rookie, Preston Williams.
Yeah, I picked him up in fantasy.
Okay.
I might have to start him, actually, because my team is so injured.
He's a big kid. He's 6'5".
Wow.
He's a big kid. Yeah. 23 catches, 314 yards, and 1 touchdown so far. On
it's
the
better year than Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, try to trade for him.
God damn it.
I love every other wide receiver. Miami defense.
I don't love it. I just hate the Eagles receivers, all right?
I get it. Their defense is – I don't know what to say about this defense. It's awful. They're last in almost every single category. They're either 28th or 32 in every single category. They have 7 sacks on the year. Taco Charlton is leading sacks with 3.
Wow.
They have 1 interception on the season. They have about 2 fumble recoveries. They're bad.
Really bad.
They're really, really bad. Yeah, that's all you can really say about that.
I guess the only thing you really have to worry about is if Fitzpatrick catches some of that Fitz magic and goes on one of those games where he throws like 4 touchdowns and no interceptions.
Fitzpatrick is either going to throw 6 touchdowns in this game and lead them to a big victory. He's going to throw 6 interceptions.
Yeah.
That's just what he does.
Just depends on which one of those guys shows up.
Yeah. He's one of those quarterbacks that doesn't care. Like, he doesn't think about the last play.
No.
Like, he goes out there and he does what he needs to do. And it's either going to be an awful game or it's going to be a great game. And that's just how he's been his whole career. There's really no matchups to watch in this. Really, the main thing is you got to get Mason going. This is the game that you let him throw and see what he can do.
Yeah.
This is where you need to see what you have.
Build some confidence, see what he can do.
And he has to get that connection with Juju going this game too. I think this Juju's is the game been that you get.
How disappointed are you in Juju so far this year?
It's not I'm disappointed in Juju. I'm disappointed in how they're using it.
Yeah.
Because when you see the film, like the All-22 film, which I saw a little bit of a couple games, he's getting open, especially when Mason was playing. But Mason just won't take deep shots. Like we talked about it before, I don't know if they're telling him not to do it or he's just not seeing
it. No, it's just a young quarterback. He's probably not seeing it. He's probably doesn't want to throw something that he thinks is might get intercepted or something. He's going to take the safer throws.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the thing. Juju, he's making the right – he's running the right routes. He's getting open. It's just the connection's not there yet. So I'm hoping against this horrible Miami defense, who's probably not going to have their best secondary player in Xavier Howard.
Is he out?
He's probably – they're talking about he's probably going to miss this week.
Wow.
So we'll see. He's questionable right now, but they said there's a good chance he's not going to play. Yeah, just get Juju going. This defense should produce a lot. There should be a lot of sacks, a lot of turnovers in this game. So it should be a really, really good game for this defense. You got to limit the hurt of Stephon Tuitt not being there. So like we talked about before, Hargrave needs to get more involved. TJ and Bud need to have really good games getting to the quarterback, force him into bad throws because that's what Fitzpatrick does. You get pressure on him, he's going to throw bad balls.
Yeah.
And make the tackles. Last couple games, they have missed a lot of tackles, especially Devin Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of those big plays he makes kind of.
Oh, I know. I know. He's a young kid. TJ Watt did the same thing when he was young. Ryan Shazier did the same thing when he was young. So they just play faster and not think about it too much. So he just got to limit that. And there was even some vets doing it too, especially in the Chargers game late. So prediction, I got the Steelers running away with this. I'll say 30 to 10.
30 to 10?
Yeah, I think this is a blowout.
Yeah, I was going to say 30 to 17.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, I mean, if the Dolphins –
maybe some garbage time.
If the Dolphins can – would they put up 21 points on Buffalo?
Yeah.
I mean, with Fitz,
I think our defense
Fitzmagic, with Fitzmagic, you know, you never know with him. Like I said, so I'll say 30 to 17. Yeah, Dolphins 3-4.
It's really hit or miss with him.
Probably not enough to catch up in that division with the way Baltimore's been playing.
I still think it is because if you give me 1 second, I will pull up Baltimore's schedule. Baltimore has a rough schedule coming up. Go ahead, talk.
I don't know what to say. I think Baltimore's pretty good.
I agree.
I know they got a rough schedule, but I think, you know, defenses are having a hard time figuring out not Lamar Jackson, the quarterback, but Lamar Jackson, the running back.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was because he was 9 for 20 last week. Let's not act like he tore the world apart with his throw.
No, he hasn't really been that great at quarterback since week one against Miami. But, like I said, Pete, I mean, he's so dynamic with his legs. He's probably going to rush for over 1,000 yards.
Yeah,
could the see second that quarterback to ever do that.
Yeah. So their remaining schedule, so they're on a bye week this week. They have New England coming into Baltimore. And then they go to Cincinnati. Division game, yes, Cincinnati's not great.
No, they'll beat the shit out of Cincinnati. Don't even.
You have Houston coming to Baltimore.
Okay, that's a tough one.
And then they go to the Rams. San Francisco coming to Baltimore. At Buffalo. Jets coming to Baltimore. At Cleveland. Pittsburgh coming to Baltimore. So it's not an easy schedule.
And what are they, 5-2?
Yeah.
I mean, I think they'll win at least 10 games.
They could.
I can't.
I mean, I could see.
I can't honestly, picture I could, the Steelers winning 10 games at this point. But you never know.
No, I think 9's the magic number there.
Yeah.
I think that's if the Steelers, realistically, 9 wins.
And you have to also worry about if the Browns are going to bounce back. They've had the bye week.
True.
Are they going to
True, because we're tied regroup right now. So.
They still have the talent. I think Baker can still be a good quarterback as bad as he's been this year. So, yeah.
That whole team just hasn't been great. So
yeah.
They got to figure something.
They got to make a move for an offensive lineman. They're O-line.
Yeah, I saw a lot of stuff about them going after Trent. today.
The Redskins are retarded. We should bring our friend Matt Bilbo Smith back on to talk about the lack of them trading Trent Williams, because it just proves how idiotic and inept that front office is by not getting rid of a guy who literally will never play for you again because he said he's not playing. He'd rather not play football than ever play for your team again. So, all right, well, let's start wrapping it up. I need to go help my wife with the baby.
Yeah, and I got to get back to work.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you're working. So, anything else? You got anything else to say?
No, I think we're good, sir.
Sounds good. You know the deal. Find us on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter at @Birds_Berg, Facebook, Birds in the Berg podcast. Find us on all podcasting sites,
like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts.
Yeah, Spotify. We're actually seeing a little bit of a jump in the numbers on there, so we love that. Thank you guys so much, everybody
who listens every week.
Yeah, if you're a fan, please leave us some comments on the Facebook page, Twitter. Review it on any site that you listen to it, so we know that you're listening, and we'll talk about it. We'll mention you on the show too. We just like to know who's out there listening.
Yep. Other than my friends from college.
Yeah. Yeah. Your friends that are keeping us going right now.
We do this for you guys.
That's right. Love you guys.
All right. That was the Birds in the Berg Football Podcast, episode 27. Enjoy the games on Sunday, and we'll catch you next week.